Good afternoon. Okay, so we've talked about already some of the halachos of shehiya, leaving food on the fire from before Shabbos, some of the halachos of chazara, returning food to the fire that was on from before Shabbos. What about what we call nesina l'chachila? Let's say this is a, you know, totally normal situation all the time, that Shabbos morning, you have food sitting in your fridge, and now you want to put it on the some type of thing so that it'll warm, so that Shabbos day you can have hot food. So how does that work? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, as follows, mutra latet api kederas chamin b'shabbos, tavshosh nispashal me'erev Shabbos kartzocha. So first of all, any food we're talking about, any food you're going to put on anything, Shabbos morning, so it has to be fully cooked, and it has to also be dry. Right? It can't be have liquid in there. So, relatively dry. If there's some little bit of liquid left, it's okay, but mainly pretty much dry. So you have a fully cooked item, and it's totally dry. So Shulchan Aruch says you can put this item, so this your schnitzel, whatever, on top of a kederas chamin b'shabbos. You can put it on top of another pot, basically what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's fine. Okay? So why is that? She'ein derech bishul b'kach. Because that's not a normal way to cook. When it comes to leaving food from before Shabbos, so we're worried about one thing called shem yechate b'kicham. Nervous you're going to mess with the fire and something, right? But when it comes to Shabbos morning, or any time you're going to put something on the fire that's cold, and now you're warming it up, there's a new thing Chazal are concerned about, and that's called, you have to have Shem Yechad at first, you have to have fires covered, etc. But on top of that is something called Mechseh Kimavashel. Right? The thing you're doing, the action you're going to do now to warm the food, shouldn't in any way look like cooking. Right? So if you want to get it warm, that's okay, but if the way you're getting it warm is by doing something that looks like cooking, that's going to be a problem. So the example the Shulchan Aruch gives is, you take a pan of schnitzel, and you put it on top of another pot. Right? That's not a normal way to cook. Let's say you had a chillin pot that was on, right? From before Shabbos. You stick it on top of the chillin pot, so that's not, that no one in their right mind will think that what you're doing is cooking. So the question is that all the Shulchan Aruch means? Because some explain, the Mishnah Berurah says yes. That it means it's some type of full, you quote some Prima Gada, that's what it means. You can put food on top of another pot that's already cooking. So that pot is warm, you put something on top of it that looks pretty ridiculous. It wouldn't look at all like cooking. However, there are others, including Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, and that's not what he means. What he means is, as long as you're putting the food on top of another pot, any type of pot, that's also not going to be Mechzik and Mavashal. So for example, many people probably see this practice, that people have a blech on their fire, on their stovetop. Not a hot plate, we'll talk about hot plates in a second. You have a stovetop that has a fire on, and you put a blech on. And then there are people who will take another pot, and they'll flip it over. Like a pan, they'll flip it over on top of the blech, and they'll put food on top of that. So where does that come from? That comes from this Shulchan Aruch, right? Many have this practice. Why? Because it's also not normal, right? To put food on top of a pot, on top of the fire, is not a normal way to cook. And so when you do that, yes, it'll get warm, but it won't look like cooking. And why do we care about looking cooking? Because once you do things that look like cooking, once you start doing things that look like cooking, so then A, there's a BMR's iron issue. But number two, you might find yourself doing things that actually are cooking because you're doing normal cooking activities. When you do something that's so out of the norm, it totally doesn't look like cooking, so then we're not concerned. So that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes, and many, many have this practice, certainly many in Eretz Yisrael, even in America, where people will do that. In the old days, a lot more people used blechs. They would use it in that way, because it's not mechzek mevashel. So that brings up the question, well, what about an electric hot plate? Does electric hot plate have the same status? So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question many, many years ago, and it's a machlok, is a little bit what Rav Moshe meant. But many assume that Rav Moshe says that if he talks about a hot plate that has no adjustable, nothing adjustable on it at all. It's totally not adjustable. He says, since something like that can't cook, and it's totally, they call them a warming tray. That's what they call them. It's called a warming tray. It's made for warming. So he says, it's totally not ein derech bishul on such a thing. No one cooks on such a thing. And therefore, he says that would be permissible. So some Reuven Feinstein and others understood Rav Moshe, say, yeah, that's only true if it's so not so hot that it cooks. Some of these Israeli ones are very, very hot, and they really could cook. But many, many, Rav Simcha Bonim Cohen and Rav Eider and Rav Willig assume that that's not the case. As long as it's not derech bishul, as long as no one cooks on such a thing, that would be permissible. Rav Willig wrote this in his Sefer on Mordechai, there were those who wanted to give a haskama and actually said, there's one posek who said, I can't give a haskama because Rabbi Willig allows hot plates. He goes in Eretz Yisrael, people cook on these very hot these very hot warming things. So okay, but we assume in the YU world, and assumed in a lot of places, that a hot plate is permissible. And a hot plate is permissible, certainly a hot plate that has no dial on at all is permissible. Why? Because nobody cooks on such a thing. And therefore you can take something out of the oven and put it right on a hot plate and it'd be totally fine. If it does have, in some of the hot plates they make today, do have adjustable knobs, so you should make sure to cover the knob. Make sure to cover the knob. Some people are mocked, but even to cover the top of the plate, but at least to cover the knob to make sure that, again, that no one would adjust it. So you have Shem Yechati also. You have that covered also, that nothing's going to get, you know, touched. So this is where the idea of using a hot plate comes from. It comes from this place, this concern, not just of Shem Yechati B'Kechal, maybe someone would come to adjust the fire, but this extra requirement that we do Nesina L'Chachila, like taking something out of the fridge on Shabbos, right onto a fire source, you have to do it in a way that doesn't look like cooking. So either this way that people do, putting something on top of a pot that's flipped over on a blech, that's fine. Or using a hot plate, either one of those are permissible for that reason, because it's totally, totally not the normal way to cook. And therefore, you've taken care of both concerns, and that's why that is permissible. We'll talk next time a little bit about warming drawers and Shabbos Morav, and that we'll talk about that next time.